Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
That's the Godfather of Soul bringing us back. The late, great, awesome James Brown. I'm glad you're here. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. And well, just go to jimblasingame.com. You'll find The Third Ingredient. You'll find The Age of the Customer. All that's there. Rob Jolles is here. Jolles.com, J-O-L-L-E-S.com. That is the gateway to a world of sales illumination. Rob, what do you think?
296 blarticles and counting.
A blarticle, so, yeah, folks. A lot. Put the circle R beside the blarticle. He coined that term and introduced it on my show. I'm taking credit for that. Hey, Rob, thanks again for being here. We're talking about closing and the process, not the act of closing, the process of closing. And I got a quick story. You'll love this this Xerox story, Rob. I don't think I've told you this. So I was 27 when I went to work for Xerox. I'd already been a commission salesman for almost 10 years, worked my way through college on commission, working for Sears and other companies. And so when I got there, I was pretty much a veteran salesman, but they taught me so much I didn't know. And by the time we got through that 3 weeks that you know about, you were one of the instructors once, that was Gail Ann Egan was our instructor. I'll never forget her. She went around the table, there were the nine of us, and she said, she said, George, how many closes do you know? He said, two. Susie, how many closes do you know? She said, four. She got around to me and she said, Jim, how many closes do you have? And I said, I don't know. She said, that's the right answer. And I wasn't being flippant. I wasn't being cute. I hadn't thought about it. But I honestly, because I didn't think of it as a close, I thought of it as a process. I really didn't know how many closes I have, because I had gotten to the where I could go in and out of, I could do four closes in 45 seconds.
Yep. I hear you. Now, are you ready for the answer from me?
Yeah.
I got one. I'll let you stylize it. And when we get to ask for a commitment, I'll let you use any 15, 20 asks you want. But I'm telling you, when we went to break, I said, we're going to come back with a process. Let's put it on the table right now. Four steps. And if anybody's listening, get out a pen and write them down. First step in a close, and I like what's called a summary close. But, right. And I'll tell you why. Because the first step in a summary close is called confirm benefits, which basically means to just, without using the word summarize, just confirm what it is the customer said they were making their purchase decision on. Mm-hmm. So remember, we've already shown them the product. What would be wrong with a transition that looks like this? Hey, Jim, don't you agree with what we've talked about? You're getting everything you said you were looking for. Now let's take a pause.
You said this. Is that, am I right? Did I say that correctly?
Exactly. You know what the beauty of what we just did, so simple, so easy, is I can assure you, the customer in their brain is going, uh-oh, looks like I'm going to buy something. Meaning, if they got an objection, they're going to ask it right now.
Right now.
Okay? And
exactly.
That's okay. Let's flush it out. But if they don't have an objection there, we're going to ask for that commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that's step two. The beauty of what we just did right now is, now we have a transition to the close. Don't you agree? Et cetera. And now we have a way of one last trial in our close. Because I got a stat for you, Jim. Don't know if you ever heard this one. The statistic looks like this. You ask somebody for their business, get the answer no, and your chances of making a sale just fell by 26%.
Hmm.
And I'm surprised it isn't higher, because one out of four people is basically saying, I said no, and I'm not letting some salesperson change my mind. I don't want to get into ego. I don't want to get into a battle. By putting that summary in that we just did, we're flushing out an objection without asking for a commitment. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I mean. If we get a no there, I'm not in a great mood, but we'll clarify and figure out why. If we get a yes there, we ask for the commitment. That's step two if you're writing these down. And, Jim, I think that's where you had a lot of different, you know, that's where alternate closes come in.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Assumptive closes, and there's nothing wrong sharp with
angle
any of
close.
Them.
If, the sharp angle close.
Yeah.
The similar, my favorite is the similar situation close. I've made my living with the similar situation close.
You know how I made my living? With a direct close, but it just, you know, that's
well, that
fine.
Came, that,
meaning,
came that looking, came later. That's when I hit their elbow.
but you know what? What we're doing right now, and again, I hope people are really paying attention, is pick one, learn it, get comfortable, so you're not a deer caught in the headlights looking for words here.
Yeah.
Because imagine if I said, hey, Jim, wouldn't you agree with what we talked about? Again, everything you said you wanted. Jim says, yeah, and I go, well, I think I don't want to be doing double clutching here. I want to look you in the eye and go, Jim, I'd love to have your business. And you might, and that's called a direct close. Want to hear it assumptively? Jim, how about we start with this, and then we'll add that. You know, there's all sorts of different ways to ask, but get comfortable with one. Don't search for words.
The here's an assumption close. Won't that look good on your wall?
Well, and you know what? Beautiful. This is where we stylize. And if somebody's listening,
would Tuesday be better, or do you like Wednesday for delivery?
that's an alternate close.
Yeah.
Again, a beautiful close. The only thing that's wrong with assumptive and alternate, these closes are, some knuckleheads like to put them in their opening. They like to just sort of, they get a mild mind signal.
Remember the first one of the first words I used? Patience. Everything
patience.
Is Ecclesiastes. There's a time for everything. Chapter 13, there's a time for everything, folks, especially in closing. Jolles.com, J-O-L-L-E-S.com. When we come back, the other two of his four awesomely magical, profitable, you can retire on these closes, as I am, will do one of these days when I die. Tintail, right back with Rob Jolles. Stay with us.
All right.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.